Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." One of my favorites right there. Of course, that name is Jesus. Hey friends, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's March 17th, 2019. I am your host, Joey Kroll. All right, so if you're kind of new to this, what's this Sunday Worship thing with that one guy there? It's a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I think you'll get all of those and more here in the next 30 minutes. Let's start things off today from Mike Weaver. He's from the group Big Daddy Weave. "It's Great Is Thy Faithfulness," right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold goodness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy and love.
Mike Weaver, "And Great Is Thy Faithfulness." Here we are. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. And probably One of the most well-known places in the White House, one of the most requested places to visit, is Lincoln's bedroom in the White House. And many large, well-to-do people with lots of money who have contributed to presidents over the years have been granted to sleep in Lincoln's bedroom. What an honor. What an honor. But friend, you and I, we have access to a room that is so much more greater than Lincoln's bedroom. We have access to God's throne room. See, when we come to Christ and when we have a relationship with Him and received God's perfect gift through His Son Jesus, we have direct access to Almighty God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. And rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. And tried, human. The Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I can't. Cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
listening to Sunday Worship.
There is joy in the Lord. There is love in His Spirit. There is joy.
And there is joy in the Lord. Hey, so good to enjoy this cup of coffee here with you. This is Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you, and got some time today, this week. Connect with the program on social media. Look up Sunday Worship Radio with Joey Kroll right there on Facebook. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all Scripture, not some, not the ones we just like. No, it says all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. It was Vance Havner who once said, what gives the Word of God authority is simply the fact that it is the Word of God.
Thank you. awesome God he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Bishop, and I think Ivan Parker is in the background there as well. And my name is Jesus, a favorite right here on Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and, you know, God's Word does tell us that we are commissioned to share the gospel, commissioned to go and make disciples. And Billy Graham once said, we must remember that we communicate the gospel by our lives as well as our lips.
Can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee, to God.
Thank you. sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. That's Karen Beckett and Amazing Grace. Friend, thanks so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today. This is Sunday Worship on this March 17th, 2019. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Hey, Memorization Monday coming up tomorrow for Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. So I'm going to hang up my headphones and gather with his people. And friend, I hope you have the opportunity to do the very same thing. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.